Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 foam MOLLE tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock locations. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Hello, 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 and happy Turkey Day, everyone. It's your girl, Miss Foxbody. And if you would like to speak, please press 1. Your host tonight is Tricky Ricky. Hey, Tricky Ricky, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good, Miss Foxbody. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. How are you doing?
I'm just peachy.
That's good, that's good. Before we start today, I have a special guest on, Auntie Miss Erling. She's going to be do our prayer for today, and she also has a blog talk segment which she's going to plug once she's done with the prayer. So everybody who's listening, let's take a minute to say this prayer. Turn it over to Ms. Erling.
All right. Hi, everyone out there in Radio Land. My name is Minister Erling Moyasora of the Daughters of Christ Ministry under the leadership of my goddaughter, Evangelist Moyasora Darnella Moore. And I just want to give a short prayer to all of those who are listening. We thank God for bringing us together on this beautiful, special day, Thanksgiving, how we give thanks to God for allowing us to see this day. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for blessing the race that is about to take forth. We thank you, Lord, for keeping your hands to all of those who are in the race in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for blessing them and healing them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. And we look forward to a prosperous year in 2013. We thank you right now for keeping us to see us to the end of the year. Bless all the families that are listening. Bless those who are without, Lord, that you will provide their need and give them the meal that they are looking forward to. Let someone bless them in Jesus' name. We thank you right now. So I just want to say to you all that truly we say we love you. And don't ever forget that God is looking out for each and every one of you. In the name of Jesus, continue to love one another, pray for one another, and I pray that the race will be a great success. And I just want to say for those of you who are listening, if you ever get a chance to listen, every Tuesday night from 8 to 8:30, I do a dose of his healing on every Tuesday night. That's from 8 to 8:30, and my name again is Minister Erling Moyasora of the Daughters of Christ Ministry. If you have any prayer requests, please send them to daughtersofchrist.com. daughtersofchrist@gmail.com. Talking a little bit too fast, but I don't want to take up too much of the time. I'm handing it back over to my beautiful son-in-law, and I just want to thank you all in Jesus' name. He's like a son-in-law. I would say my niece, Nicole Johnson.
Yeah.
Okay, and now I'm going to hand it back over to you.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a call-in number for your show?
I do have it, but If you go to radio, sorry, blogtalkradio.com, Darnella Moore. The name is Darnella Moore. Then you will find a 30-minute dose of healing under Mom Brolene Harris Ford.
All right.
Okay.
There we go.
All
right. Thank you. I'm going to let you get on back upstairs to the football game that the Redskins are kicking the Cowboys behind.
All right.
I know we got some Cowboy listeners on the line. But
love you, Rick.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I would like to take the time to thank everybody for taking the minute out there today to call in to get on the show. I know some people are feeling sluggish and fat and all that, because I sure am. Get ready to go get me another plate, matter of fact, after the show. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and go to the phone lines and see who has what to say and what's going on. I would like to say that from my understanding that the race at VMP for Saturday has been canceled due to the weather, but there is a race in Darlington that Mr. Sean Holden is holding, and I think Indica will be there with him. So hopefully I get Sean on the line, and he can let us know what he got going on. Miss Foxbody.
Yes?
Did you eat a lot?
Hello? Yes?
I said, did you eat a lot?
I sure did.
Yeah, that's good, that's good. All right, well, hopefully you ain't too sluggish to get the call off and the callers in. Who do we have any callers in the queue?
Yeah, you have Hatton Boys right now. Hatton Boys, your mic is open.
Hatton Boys.
What's up, Rick?
What's happening, player?
What's going on with y'all? Happy Thanksgiving to y'all. Everything's good. Everything's good.
That's good. That's good. Now, from my understanding, y'all had some interesting stuff that happened down in Buzz Creek this past Sunday. Could you give us some information on that?
Well, first of all, the interesting part started from the last talk show for the lock-in. We were supposed to meet at speed unlimited at 4 o'clock. Was out there and sat around there until 6:30. No serial killer. Chris had to call him. And he said he forgot, or he thought it was going to be Saturday. So we all sat around at me, G-Money, and Cubby. And I was frustrated. I made some calls, and I was ready to leave and go home. But Cubby didn't want to let him off the hook. So he went down to his shop and locked things in and took over from there on Saturday.
So what did y'all lock in at the shop?
Well, initially when we walked in the shop, he wanted to know who Cubby was, and Cubby told him who he was, and he wanted to discuss a race with Cubby first.
Uh-huh.
So he wanted to lock in, and they wanted to lock in $200, and Cubby said $1,500 better, and they locked in at 2 o'clock. Be in the lanes at 2 o'clock. If you're not in the lanes at 2 o'clock, you lose money, punk out money.
Right. Right.
Okay, and then they wanted to discuss with me, and then I told them that I'll run y'all right off the trailer. I don't need to wait. You do me first. They didn't want to do that. They wanted to run me out the cup. So I got frustrated because of the spending. By this time, it was like 8:30 going on 9. We spent all evening wasting time. So I was just frustrated. I said, listen, well, if you don't run me, we need to do something. So he said he'll give me $100 if you don't run me. And
okay.
G-Money, he didn't even put him in the equation. He just told, G-Money, he can have the scraps after he murdered me and Cubby, which never happened.
Right.
So I really think the ordeal was kind of crazy because, we spent a lot of time just trying to lock the money and getting all this stuff straight, and it shouldn't have went like that. So I kind of lost a lot of respect for him because of, all that happened and I just know in the future what to do from now on.
Right, right. I fully understand that. Well, hopefully Mr. Serial Killer get on here and he can at least say his half of the story so all parties have a fair shake at this thing. I guess it would be also nice to get Pro Stock Joe on if he had a minute, because Pro Stock said that was his man.
Yeah.
So coming on here, taking on three challenges at one time. So, Ms. Foxbot, if you have Pro Stock Joe's number, could you attempt to get him on the line for us?
Can you repeat that name for me?
Pro Stock Joe. Well, for those who may not be watching the game, the Washington Redskins just beat the Dallas Cowboys on a much-needed win, I guess you could say, for the Redskins. So they now sitting pretty in the number two spot in the NFC East. But I hadn't worried. Y'all done for the year? You still racing? You can go south or... What's your deal? Uh-oh. Hello? Ms. Foxbody?
Yeah, can you hear me, Rick?
Oh, okay, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we went on a winner. We put the car away and went around. We came out 2 weeks straight for false pretenses. You know, another guy tried to take on two or more.
Excuse me.
We had another guy that got a car called Ugly. He took on a new cup he ran a couple of weeks ago. He wanted to take on two of us at the same time. He's another one that said he wanted me after Cubby. That didn't happen. Then we had another guy this past weekend that said he wanted to take on all three of us. That didn't happen. And we was going to go down to BMP and support Larry T and Tim Booth and all the races. And we heard that the race got canceled, so... We went on and put the car up, and we're gonna make some changes this year. We're gonna do some upgrades and step it up a little bit more.
Okay. Yeah, I hear that. I'm in the same predicament. So, 2013 should make for a interesting year. What we got? Okay, no answer. All right, that's cool. Well, Miss Foxbody, do we have any other callers in the queue yet?
No, sir, we do not.
Okay. Did you happen to read the proposal that or suggested proposal that somebody put on Facebook about coming up with a area race committee? I think the guy was saying where you had to put in $1,000. Yeah.
Yeah, I read it. I know that guy. I read it, and it was kind of interesting. I've seen a couple of feedbacks people wrote up, and I thought it was interesting. I wanted to, you know, to look to see what other people, you know, what the feedbacks were in the grudge race from all.
Right.
What did you think, Rick? What did you think about that?
I think it's pretty cool. I know for some, the money's still going to be an issue, so... You know, for some, they're not going to want to put up $1,000 just because. Number two, it makes it will cut out some of the BS, I would say, because if you put up your $1,000 and then you don't race, you lose your money. And as
right.
He stipulated, if you lose your money and then you want to get back in the group, then you have to double your entry fee or your the money that you put up. So for those who don't know, it was proposed that you put up $1,000 to get in this group, and once you put up $1,000, there would be like guaranteed locked in races with, you know, this person will race this person based off of car caliber and car setup, you know, not so much ET based, but, you know, fairly equal matchups between cars. Now, once you were matched up with somebody, if you decided that you didn't want to race or you declined to race that person, then you lost your $1,000 automatically and they kicked you out of the group. pretty good idea. Will most go for it? I think maybe the serious grudge races might. And then, you know, it's got to lead us to weeding out the bullshitters and the half-assers.
And that's the good thing.
What do I think? I think
it's
good.
That's the good thing about it. Just like the last thing you just said, weed out the BSs and the... And whatnot.
Right.
So I hope it comes. I hope it comes to life. I mean, you know, I really think it, you know, it's a good idea and it was a good concept that he thought of. But again, I do think that some people might, the money thing might be issues. But I don't see why it should be, because these races now are, you know, they don't want to race for 500 for some reason. You know, they don't want to race for, you know, 1,000. They want 1,500 or better, 1,000 or better. You know, and some of these races ain't got it, but I like that because it puts you in there, and if you don't run, you get put out, and then you got to come back and you got picked up.
Right, right. Well, I would agree. You know, if you did like a 500, you know, 500 would be essentially the same as you putting up a deposit. So
right.
If you didn't race, you would lose your 500.
Mm-hmm.
That's borderline, you know, 50-50. You know, I mean, I guess if you didn't race, then, you know, you could lose your 500. But on the other hand, if you in turn did not race, then to get back in, then you had to put up that 1,000. So then that would determine whether you're serious about world racing or whether you're not. I think it's a good idea. Well, you know, once the fine details get worked out, we'll see if it we'll get it to work. Okay. Aiden, can you
hey,
sit
Rick,
down, please?
Hey, Rick, Marquise is on. If Miss Fox might get him on, I think he had something to say.
Okay, what's his number?
He's 4949752.
Okay, Miss Fox, why you see that?
Can you give me that number one more time?
752-4949-301.
Okay. Call the 301-4949. Your mic is on.
Hey, how y'all doing? Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. I'm Marquise from the Hatton Boys. What's going on, Chicken Ricky?
Not too much, sir. Just enjoying some food in the day. How about yourself today? Happy Thanksgiving to you.
It's going pretty well. You know, my Cowboys took that L, but, you know.
Yeah, that was a nasty L.
It'll be all right.
Y'all made a game out of it, but it was a nasty L.
Yeah, you know, we're going to come back this December strong. Ain't nothing about that. But, yeah, I was listening to what y'all were saying about getting the grudge racing group together. I think it'll be something good for the DMV, you know, get a whole bunch of races together so you don't have a lot of havoc, you know, trying to catch up with guys, and you already had 1,000 locked in, so if they don't race, then, you know, you lose your money, and most people are not going to want to lose, don't want to, you know, get it on.
Yeah. I agree with that, but as I said, it's going to be kind of 50-50, you know. The serious grudge races won't have a problem with it. The guys who saying they want a grudge race but, you know, kind of still BSing about doing it, those are going to be the ones that's going to have a problem with it. Will it affect anything or anybody? I can't honestly say it will or it won't. Only thing that it will do that I strongly believe will just weed out the real grudge races and the wannabe grudge races. Like y'all were just saying, you know, about the people who want to run for 500 or don't want to race for 500 or $700 or $800. Everybody wants to run for this big money. Yeah, it's cool. You know, I guess running for the big money is a bragging right type of deal. But what some people don't understand is those big prices still hold up races because, like you said, some people don't have the money to run.
I want to back down.
Okay. Some people don't have that kind of money to actually race for. So it may create more races if the pot was lower. And we talked about this before, but it still really hasn't gone anywhere. But You know, we trying. Hopefully, 2013, it'll be better.
Yeah, I mean, most of these guys that want to race, you know, for 15 or better, something like that, they're not in it by themselves. They got a whole bunch of people, you know, helping them out. And some of these guys are graduating is in it by themselves, and they just don't have it.
Right.
Hey,
yeah.
Where
everybody, like you said, some of them got a group click, you know, that they all putting in on. And some of us out here kind of doing it all by ourselves. Some people can't stand to put up that kind of money. Some people can't.
Why
a lot of people can't.
I know
for me, that my little kid on the last race kind of hurt me for about a week. So, you know, but you got to be dedicated to the game if that's what you're going to do. We got my buddy Greg on the line. We got Lewis on the line. We got Cubby. What's going on, Greg?
What's happening, Rick? How y'all doing out there? Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Hey, I just was calling in to support the show, and I think that grudge racing thing will be a pretty good idea. Like you said, it'll definitely separate a lot of us who, you know, doing it pretty much by ourselves, you know, and don't have a group behind it. But, you know, I think it'll do a whole lot for getting a lot of races off, and I support that idea.
Right, okay, okay. Well, hopefully we get that to come to fruition for 2013 is a whole lot better than this year. Even though it started to jump off pretty well, you know, middle part towards the end of the year here. But you know, we got to do better for next year. So you gonna be ready to play come next year?
Yeah, you know, our stuff is all together. You know, we just pretty much thinking about what kind of updates we want to do. You know, on the car, because, you know, we're carrying a small block, which we're toting 3,200 pounds. So, you know, we're kind of hard chasing some of them big blocks.
Right, right.
But you know, we're gonna try our hand a little bit here and there. You know, hopefully try to run on that 10-5 thing a little bit, depending on car count and some of the races.
Right.
You know, just play a little bit.
Okay.
This is all in fun for me.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to you in that OPS league next year, one way or the other. And hopefully we can get you out there and get you matched up with some drug races too. You know what I mean? Still got to pick your lane and you know, stay in your lane. You can't jump outside the lane, but there's somebody out there for everybody.
Oh, for sure. For sure. You know, I definitely been seeing that, but, you know, a couple words been exchanged here and there. So when the time comes, we'll find out what's popping.
Yeah. I was told some information yesterday about some things that were said on the 11th to some people who now have them really gunning to get at somebody. I'm not going to put that information out there, but that's as much as I'm going to say. But let me move on and get Mr. Cubby here on the phone. Cubby, what's going on?
What's going on, Rick? Everything
too much. Same to you, bro.
Hello.
Hey. Yeah.
Hey. Hey.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm on the phone. Yeah. Go ahead. Cubby.
Hey. Hey.
Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. Nah, I just ain't happy Thanksgiving, man.
Oh, okay.
You know,
okay.
I ain't saying too much, man. Oh, Marquise, sorry for your loss, Marquise. You still on here.
Cubby, listen, we're going to get y'all in December. I ain't worried about it.
Yeah, that was the main one there. That was the main one. My man, Lou. What's up, Lou?
Hey. What's up, Rick? What's going on, baby? Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, bro.
I know it'll be a little different, difficult for you, man, through these holidays without your mom being there, but you know.
Yeah, I've been in high spirits pretty much all day. I've had a couple of thoughts. I got a good friend and a customer of mine. He going through some situations with his mom, so you know, their Thanksgiving ain't the best, and I had to. You know, try to cheer his day up a little bit early today. And at the same time, you know, I was thinking about my mom. But,
right.
You know, just trying to lift his spirit because of his situation. But, yeah, I'm doing pretty good, though, but I appreciate it.
That's cool. Hey, but on this thing that y'all was talking about with everybody putting them, I mean, how's it going to determine what track is going to be run at? And, you know, because some of the cars can run the eighth, some can run the quarter, some can run the boat. You know, if you pair somebody up with somebody else, and they say, well, no, I don't want to run the eighth, and the other one says, well, I do, you know, I don't have
well, that I saw, it was just an idea that was thrown out there as of right now.
Right.
And so I guess the fine details will come later on. And they did discuss, or he did mention something about having a committee to determine that kind of stuff. Who race, who can race who, what kind of race they going to do, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, basically how they going to pair the cars up.
Yeah, well, and pretty much, you know, the committee will say, well, all right, Lewis, you're going to run Tricky Ricky, or you're going to run Hatton, and you're going to run them in the eighth. So pretty much, you say, you know, have the committee breaks it down, do their best. That's pretty much how you're going to have to do the race, right?
Yeah. But now, at the same time, you know, most of us know most guys run the eighth mile pretty much all the time, right? So now if you get a guy that you know run the eighth all the time, now all of a sudden when they come to you trying to get a race with him, or they trying to line y'all up together with a race, he's saying he want to run quarter. You kind of know that's going against the grain when you,
right.
When he's been running the eighth mile. So now, while all of a sudden, you want to switch up and run the quarter. So that right there should, you know, cut some of that game play out. You know what I mean? If you're going to be serious and you want to race, then just go ahead and get the race on.
Right.
So I think it's a good idea. We can just work on it. You know what I mean?
Well, you can count me in. I'm down for it, man. I'm ready.
So what y'all were focusing on, the 8 mile or quarter?
It's like old.
I mean, like I said, I guess it would depend on the car and, you know, what the person has been running. So, if you take me for an example. Most of the time the majority of the time I run 8 mile. So now if somebody out of the blue say they want to race me, but they want to run the quarter. Now, you know I run 8 miles, so why all of a sudden would you come at me saying you want to run the quarter? Now, on the flip side of that, I can run either way. So I guess it would be up to me to accept that challenge, but if somebody primarily just runs an eighth and that's how they got their car set up, then that person is not going to accept no race with somebody saying they want to run in the quarter. When they already know that's all they run is eight. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But these are more like this more like fine detail. You know, so if it came to that point, then all that could then be established, I guess, especially with whoever may say they want to get in the group. And, you know, once the group has its guidelines or however it's done, then, you know, those are the rules, so everybody kind of go by those rules that the committee set.
Yeah, that probably work out pretty good, but then, you know, everybody's got their favorite track. But the way I look at it is we'd have to set it up at the track at Honest Grudge Race, you know, because some of these tracks, I ain't mentioned no track's name, is the best track around here, but they don't look out for the grudge races or the no-time car. It's, you know, it's all about the bracket racing car. But it's
right.
A good track. You know, it's a good track. But Capitol's good, you know, the beach is good, BMP. But, you know, pretty much you're going to have to go to where, you know, where they're going to look out for them people, you know.
Right. Now, also with that said, a specific track should not determine whether somebody race or they don't race. If you're a racer, and this would, you know, you call yourself a grudge racer, you should be able to go anywhere and do a race.
Right.
That all comes into play with your tuning ability or, you know, being able to get your car to get down the track. So you shouldn't be limited to just say, oh, I can only run at Capitol. I ain't going to run at the beach.
So I'm only going to run at Buzz Creek. I'm not going to go to 75 and 80 or something like that. You know what I mean? I mean, to me, that's just crazy to me.
Right, right. But, shit, I mean, even, I don't know how it really works, you know. I'm just guessing details. I've seen a little bit of it on Facebook and stuff. But, I mean, if you get somebody something to shoot for, like I know some people that belt causes a problem, like who won it and who's got it. But, I mean, if you made up a belt to somehow hold until they get knocked off and pass it along, that wouldn't be a bad thing to do either if you make the right steps on it, you know.
Yeah, well, now that's something that Capital is in the works we're doing with J Bonds and Grudge Inc. to come up with a grudge belt for you know, specific setup or type of specific setup. I can't say type of car, but it's a specific setup. Whether you got a chassis car, whether it be a 28-inch tire nitrous car or 29-inch nitrous car, you know what I mean? They're going to come up with a belt that they're going to have at Capital, since Capital is taking on that role of being the grudge capital of the area. They want to have this belt for people to race for and to challenge each other for. So that's something else that we can look forward to for 2013. Excuse me.
Hey, Rick.
Yes.
I want to know who's coming after this car with only 28. You heard anything? Who else next?
I don't know now.
I want to hear all the boys come up and talk. I know they're sitting on the phone listening. Who else will come up and step up?
What, the running
car? I can't keep running these cars with these big guys.
Well, I think you are in the elite class of your own up here with that 28, with them 28s, because I haven't honestly seen many cars with 28-inch tires on them. So I don't know what to tell you. Then, as you go down south, you probably get to run 2-3 times a day. But up here, you're in a class of your own up here. But maybe in 2013, you know what I'm saying, you might have some new people come out. I don't know.
Maybe in 2013, I might go bigger then.
Hey, there you go.
Hey, if you're looking for some 28-inch tire race, if you call together, go down to Arlington Saturday, Big Texas Race. They got a 28-inch and a 29-inch tire class down there. You can get all the runs you want.
Yeah, now that's very true. Well, let me ask this question. Cubby, did you attend any of the 28-inch tire races that the last man standing 28-inch tire races that MIR held?
No, I was still getting my car together then.
Okay.
I was still figuring the car. I just got that car together and situated and everything. And once I done that, I just started running people. So
right.
I'm not going out there with my, you know. I ran Cash, he beat me. I went out there with my pants down, you know. So I just say I wasn't going to do that no more.
Well, you must have had your pants off.
Huh? Yeah, I had them all. I had them all the way down. Shoes, everything. Shoes, socks, everything off. Oh, he had me buck naked.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, Trey, a lot of people are, you know, the tire size of the car and this, that, and the other. But, you know, I run a big tire car, and, you know, once you first say something about somebody, they're saying, well, you got a big tire. But if you really sit back and look at it, a 14-32-inch tire ain't setting no records. Now, them small tire cars and them drag radio cars, now, them bitches are flying. I mean, on them drag radios and a small tire car. You can look on any magazine that's coming out, the Grudge magazine, this, that, and all. It's always a 28-inch tire or a drag radio tire called a setting records. So I don't really see where, you know, I know Cummins, he'll run anybody. You know, he got the best record down there now. But, you know, some people you go to and say, man, well, you're a big tire car. I ain't got a small tire car. what you going to give me? Man, I can't give you nothing because them little tires seem to be working bigger than them big tires for some reason. So I don't really, I mean, the weight might be a little bit of difference, but I don't mean that tire size stuff, you know, because, like I say, them drag radials and them 28s, 29s tires, you can go on the internet, you can go on any racetrack on the East Coast, West Coast, in the whole world and see how they're setting records. 14-inch tire, you know, big tire car, they ain't setting no records. But,
right.
You know.
But Lewis,
I mean, they ain't setting records, but they fast.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
they can get from point A to point B better than a 10-inch tire car. If you go to a fucked up track, who gonna get down the track?
Yeah, the small tire car is gonna get down in an eighth, cause that's pretty much what they're built for, them drag raider cars. But like I've seen your car, you know, shake ass down there and through the quarter.
Oh.
But that's the advantage that, you know, the big tire car is going to lay through the ground all the way through. But that small tire, them drag radio cars, it's all terrible in that eighth, man. But, you know, it just.
Well, I think the tire thing is a way to get an advantage for whomever don't know. And that's just a part of the game, so you can't really knock it. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just how you play the game. Is one more superior than others? No, I don't think so. It's just, you know, how you can tune your vehicle.
But, Rick, here's the thing. Like Lewis said, you get a racer that, okay, to me, he knows he's already out of his league from the jump. We comes over there, oh, you a big tire car, you this, you that, and I'm sitting on this. You got to give me the back tire, the kick, and the clear. I don't have to give you nothing. You know what I mean? I'm not giving you that. You know, if I give you all that, then you don't even need to be running me anyway. And that's why
right.
I think that if you're going to come in there and say, you're going to start trying off the jump, well, you got a big tire and I got this, you know, and I want to run you, but you got to give me. Well, no, I'm not giving you all that. I'm like you, Lewis, on that one. I'm not doing it because some of those cars, them drag rental cars, them cars are getting out of track. I mean, everybody, like, we've seen these examples all year long. Anything can happen in drag racing. I can go out there and race a 29-inch tire car, and I can shake, and I'm a big tire. I can shake tires, and he can win. I mean, anything can happen. My knives could cut off halfway down the track. I mean, I could spin off the line. So that doesn't mean that, you know, there's two ways you look at that. You know, these racers got to realize, listen, if you're asking for everything in drag racing, you need to go talk to somebody who's more in your class that you don't have to ask for that. Because
exactly.
What
would that person then be considered? I mean, no, they know that they shouldn't be coming to someone that they got to ask for everything in drag racing from. But they say they want to race, but yet they won't go to the person they know that sit like them that they can race head up. So would they be considered a fake-ass racer or just a person that's looking for a sure win or what? I mean, because I truly understand what you're saying and where you're coming from. I've been in a situation. I've been in that boat. You know, but I just look at the situation as me being able to be a versatile racer, knowing I can still win with those odds. You know what I mean? It just so happened things happened in my race where I lost. They had nothing to do with them or anything like that. It's just I lost. So I mean, what does that person? How do you look at those people that come at people? Knowing they already outgunned from the jump, but they want everything in drag racing.
Right. Yeah. Well,
me myself, I wouldn't even come at a car with big tires on it and even ask them for a race.
Yeah.
I've done it before with 31s and all that, but I gotta stop. I gotta stop that shit.
Yeah, but I don't really know if you can really call him anything, but, you know, to be the man, you're going to have to beat the man. It's like Cover, he got more wins than anybody this year, pretty much, right?
Wow.
So somebody that ain't going to think that they might not be able to beat him or something other, or just wants to be the man from, you know, because they're not Cover off, that's when they're going to go and say, well, you know, you got three hits on there. I ain't got but one hit on there. Give me this, give me that. You know, all it is pretty much, not really they're fake-ass razors, but they're just trying to be the man so they can walk around and beat their chest for a while, you know. But when it comes down to that, you know, they probably got to have his car with a small tire on it. I don't know how many hits he got on it. If he got three hits on there, somebody comes with a big tire car, and, you know, he pretty much says, well, you take your two hits off, and move on to one, and he gets by Cover. He really didn't beat Cover because, you know, he had to downgrade his car.
Yeah.
You know.
I never run my car. Every race I had, I only ran my car with one bottle in it.
Right.
Next year, it is going to be some shit next year.
But
I'm still getting familiar with my car and feeling it out.
Right, right. But it's just whoever comes out with a new car or whoever is winning, that's what everybody wants. That's who everybody wants to go on first. You know, as soon as they come out and got the car tested and tuned, then might, you know, might take you half the season to do it. As soon as you back out of that trailer, they're right there on you. You know,
and that's true. And that is true.
And, you know, if you're winning three or four races in a row, like Cover has, that's when everybody, his head's on the chopping block then, you know, even whether they sit like him or don't. You know, it just boils down to everybody wants to, you know, beat their chest, you know.
Right.
Well, that's where that thing comes in. You know, you get that thing together where everybody got to pay $1,000. You know, they're going to set you beside somebody that you're supposed to, and, you know, then you're going to either win or lose. Ain't nothing you can say about it. Because if you lose, you're going to say, well, he had big tiles with two hits on it, I had small tiles and one hit. They ain't going to be able to do that. They're going to say, well, you just beat me because we both hit like each other, you know?
Right. Mr. Wickenburg.
What's up, Rick? Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Same to you.
What's going on?
Not too much. What's on your mind today?
No, I just listened to what y'all was saying, you know, with the grudge race. I mean, when somebody come at you, you know, I mean, I don't call nobody a fake-ass racer unless that they don't race somebody that's in their class that's pretty much close to, you know, nobody really sits the same unless you class racing, you know, with rules. But when you come to grudge racing, like everybody know, I got a chassis car with big tires. I mean, that's what I bought. You know, I didn't buy the car from the beginning to do grudge racing. I tried class racing. I couldn't do it, so I just like racing. So, you know, I just try to run anybody. You know, majority of the time, I'm always having to give up something as far as on motor or on spray. So I always go out to people that's faster than me. You know, I don't really ask for anything, but if they offer, I always take. But it's funny how, you know, you try to call somebody a fake racer when they won't race because, like you said, you won't strip the car down. And I don't think that's fair. My thing is, you just can't race that guy. It's just that simple. I mean, Sugar Ray Leonard couldn't go fight Mike Tyson, you know, with one hand behind his back, you know. So it's just, you just got to stay in your class, like y'all say, stay in your lane, you know, or you just take a gamble. Don't ask for so much. I mean, because if you beat them, like you say, well, I gave you everything, so, you know, you're supposed to beat them if I give you everything you need to win. I mean,
right.
Grudge racing is pretty much, you know, I say 60% are taking a gamble, you know, because you don't know what nobody got inside their motive. I say I got a 565, I mean, you can look at it and tell whether it's a standard deck or a tall deck, but it don't matter. You don't know what's inside of it, you know, but I don't know.
Let me ask you.
Go ahead.
What you saying that? Do you think there are any gamblers in our area?
Not that many.
A few.
I mean, I can name them. Who I think that would gamble, you know, if that's what you're asking me.
No,
you know,
saying,
I don't.
Do you think there are any gamblers in our area?
Because
it seems like there ain't enough people racing because they're not willing to gamble.
That's for real. And I'm going to name them. I mean, I'm just going to name a few. Me, you, Jimmy Cash, Cubby, Serial Killer, Don Brown, Big George, and I know I missed a whole lot of other people. But those are the people that come to mind right off the bat that will run any kind of car, pretty much any kind of way they set up. You know what I mean? Don't ask for a lot and don't give up a lot. But we get tired of seeing those, you know, those same cars. I mean, it's a lot of cars. They're like I'm going to name some of the guys. They're probably going to like it. Like Todd. I haven't seen him grudging anybody besides, you know, a couple of people. But he got a nice car. I seen him run Sunday, and I was like, man, you got that car riding. But yet they get on the Internet, do their little talking, and I'm like, well, we got so many cars in our area. When are y'all going to actually, I mean, just sit beside somebody that's going down to do a shakedown or something, you know, to get a feel for that person. But nobody want to take that gamble. That's why I like to bet for a little bit of money. I figure people will take more gamble for a little bit of money, but I think they think, oh, that's not enough. I think it's scaring them for that loss. You know,
yeah,
a loss lasts forever. Money, you replace money. But a loss lasts forever. Like when I ran Gene. I only ran Gene because Gene offered me all of that. I wasn't going to ask Gene to run because I was out of my class with Gene. But he gave me what seemed like it would have been fair for me to take. I took it. I gambled. I almost got him. But, hey, I mean, that's what it's about, taking a gamble but not going out of your class and having to beg for everything like you got cups, your hands are cups, you know, and people don't want to see that. I don't want to see a race. Gene wanted to do that race again. I said, nah. When he caught me, it was like I was sitting still. You know, I didn't want to. I'd have done it for free, but not for no more of my money. You know, people don't want to see those races, you know.
Right.
But if we could get more people to just, you know, gamble more, you know, as far as not with a lot of money, but just take that gamble where, you know, don't worry about that loss. I mean, because class races lose every round. You know, when y'all class race, if you count those up, y'all got way more grudge racing. You can call it a grudge or a class race when y'all out there. But it's you know, y'all take that chance every time y'all go down the track. You know,
right.
So I figure, you know, we can get that. I'm trying to put me a car together for Cubby and them class. Hopefully I can get it done before the summer, before the season over with next year, because I can't get no runs with my car the way it is. And if I put a bigger motor in it, then I got to go to another class above me. You know, so I'm trying to put something together. Hopefully I can get a partner to go in with me, so I can get it finished, but if not, I'll be there by myself and try to put some 28s or 29s on it and get in where everybody having the fun at.
Right, okay.
You know.
Big Sir.
Yes, sir. What's going on, Rick? How's everything? Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
All right.
Hey, brother.
Hey, man. How are you?
I'm good. Wanted to get your take on this big tie versus small tie action and asking for the world if you're not sitting the same and all that crap.
That's a tricky one there, man. Cause we really never ran big tires. I mean, we ran the 10.5s and now we run the new Outlaw 10.5. So I mean, it's just one of those deals of whether you really want to race or not. I mean, you know, if you run up with a man that's got a little bit bigger tire on you, I mean, it's just like if you think you can beat him, you just go out there and try him. I mean. The game has changed now. It's getting harder to hustle people. The guys with the bigger tires are not really as gullible to, you know, so they're not as gullible as they used to be. One time you could go up to a man with big tires and ask him for a spot, and he'd be like, well, you got these little teeny tires, I'll give you the back tire or whatever. But now guys are wising up to the game because there's a lot of people out here that's flying on little tires. So, I mean, it's like this. If you think you can beat him, head up, you go ahead and try him, man. I mean, because if he's giving you the world, really and truly, you're really not really beating him. You know what I'm saying? You're not really beating him at his best anyway because, you know, racing is about head-up racing, you know, not spots and all that other garbage. So it's just one of those little situations, man.
You hear that? Racing is about head-up action, not about spots.
So you really didn't beat me, and I know you listening, and I hope you press the one button one of these days. Get some heart, damn it.
All right.
So I understand if you got an event going on in Darlington this weekend.
Yeah, man. I got it's called the After Turkey Day Grudge Shootout down in Darlington, man. I'm going to give away, about $25,000, $3,000, something like that. Got a Outlaw 28-inch tire shootout. Got a stop block 302 shootout. And just some grudge racing, man. Just something to do. I'm sorry the show didn't work out and did with it, but, hey, man, things happen. But like I put on Facebook this morning, whoever wants to make a road trip, I think Lewis Collins is coming down, and I think Kenny's coming. I think I had talked to him, but last thing I heard, they were coming down. They're more than welcome to come check us out or whatever. The weather should be around, I think it's between 56 and 60 on that day, but, you know, we're going to get the racing out of the way and going to the house afterwards, you know?
Okay.
Now, that 28 shootout, what you got? Just 28 on it? That's it?
Yeah, 28. Any suspension, no tube cars. But any other suspension, four link, ladder bars, whatever, as long as you got 28s on it. Any power added.
All right.
Mr. William Brown.
Yes, sir.
How you doing this season? Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to y'all fellas, too. How you doing?
I'm good. What, can you shed some light on what went on at VNT, why they decided to cancel?
Yeah, that was based upon me getting up that morning. What was it? Yesterday morning, Wednesday morning. And, you know, I've been checking the weather for the last 2 weeks, and it's been going down. And the weather report had gave me around 47 to 50 degrees. And
okay.
Me personally, I just thought it was too cold. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I got a car, you know, me and my dad own a car of our own, and I just personally thought it was too cold. I mean, we had a small window if we did decide to go on with the race between 12, 1 o'clock to 3 or 4. After that, you know, then you're taking a chance because the track going to get cold, the weather going to get cold, and it's supposed to have got down into the low 30s, the high 20s that evening.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I don't want to take a chance with nobody tearing the car up, and then you get that bad back feed that the track won't ride, and they knew it was going to be cold, and they just wanted to take everybody money. So we made, you know, I spread the word around to the old Jacks, my dad, Larry, and Matt Sweet, and Tim Booth, and told them how I felt about it and got everybody input, and we came into a group decision that will be the best thing to go ahead and shut it down, you know, because, like I say, I mean, it ain't no sense of waiting to the last minute to try to hold out the hope the weather get better or get hotter. I mean, it was going to be cool, and it could only get worse. So
right.
We came into a group decision to just say, just go ahead and trash it right now, and we'll probably just do something next year. You know, the weather's just funny like that up this way, and I know you know, and the rest of the guys on the phone, you know, some weekends you might get 70 degrees, and some weekends you might get 40 degrees, you know, around
right.
This time of the year. So, I mean, that I think that was the best thing for us to do. And I had stressed that with my dad and the rest of the guys that was involved, that I think that would have been the best. Because I know we had some guys that were coming from, I think, Detroit and New York and stuff that had called me. And, you know, most of those guys, they're going to get prepared themselves, you know, later on the night or first thing Friday morning to travel the road. So I suggest to make the decision and go ahead and make the decision early. That way they give those guys another opportunity if they wanted to go down to Darlington or any other place that they wanted to go and run. And I didn't want them to, you know, wait. I didn't want to wait till the last minute Friday and not give them a choice to do what they wanted to do.
Right, okay. So are any of you guys or the guys that you just named heading down to Big Sexy Race in Darlington?
Well, we had I had a couple of guys around my way, some guys from Newport News side that wanted to go to Dinwiddie, and they said, and I told them, I said, a friend of mine having a thing down at Darlington Saturday, if y'all want to ride, y'all just got to rent your car. And they said they were going to get with their crew and see if they wanted to take the ride. So it's nothing guaranteed, but I'm trying to deflect everybody to support Big Sexy and them down at their race because, I mean, it ain't no sense of them moaning and groaning about Dinwiddie being closed because it's, you know, it's canceled and that's it. So,
right. Brendan, appreciate it. Put on your schedule next year, man, when you do your show at Outer Banks, that that we'll be in the house, man, because I have never been to one of your shows, and you've always been like a stand-up guy, good friend, whatever. Anything you can do to help us out, you always did it. Those late nights I was having problems and stuff like that, you know, you were always there for me. So we're coming up to one of your shows next year. I mean, you know, just if you can't work it out, we have somebody rich, we get there, and definitely we're coming.
Okay, I'll do that. You know, like I said, yeah, I'm not the type of guy that if I can't do a show or if my show don't turn out right, then, you know, I'll be a hog or be a Grinch and say don't go there or don't do this or don't refer them to another race. I'm always the one that's spreading the word, to motivate everybody to go to everybody's races because that's what's going to keep the tracks open. If don't no cars show up to the track, the track can't open up their gates and they can't pay their bills.
Exactly. Your help is greatly appreciated. I just wish that your show would have worked out. I mean, you know, I mean, you even through the past with you promoting shows and stuff, you know, you've never been like some of those other dudes. So, you know, you pretty much you had all my respect. So.
I appreciate that. I hope y'all guys had a great Thanksgiving. Hope you have a good race down there in Dalton. I wish I could come, but I only took off Saturday night from work, and I got to work. I got to be back here at 7 o'clock Sunday morning, so I won't be able to make that trip.
But definitely, I know I'll see you in Florida, definitely.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, we already got, like, 3 races locked in for Florida. So.
She told us to come and eat, you lover.
And I'm not guaranteed sure, Ricky, but I think the Old Jack and Sniper is going to carry that race on down to Bradenton.
That birthday.
Okay.
Yeah, that locked in.
Well, I did send a message to both of them. Matter of fact, all three, Sterling, Terry, and Matt. So I don't know if they are on yet. I haven't got a text message from any of them back yet. But hopefully they are on and they can share that information with us.
But I respect everybody for, that was coming to support my race and, you know, everybody that was checking on the weather. And I told, you know, and I gave them my word that I was going to keep them updated and I won't hang nobody out there to dry as far as the weather. Because I saw it was a cold front coming in. And like I said, it just kept getting worse every 2 or 3 days. And, you know, when it got to that point, 50 degrees, you know, it could possibly be below 50 degrees with 10, 15 miles per hour wind. You know, I don't want to be out there running my car, and I'm pretty sure a lot of other people don't want to be out there running their car either, taking that chance.
Right.
So I just, you know, I try to give everybody the same respect that I would give myself or that I want to get from anybody else.
Exactly. Mr. Mark Jones.
What's up, Rick?
Not too much. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Same to you, man. Hey, I hear
William,
but Big Sexy. What's going on with you,
brothers?
All right, how about yourself,
man?
I'm doing good. Yeah, William, I tell you, that was a brilliant move for the people, man. When you look out for the people like that, they don't forget that.
Right.
So, Mark, what you guys got going on?
Oh, man, I just, Larry's got a cabaret this weekend with Marlon Jones on tomorrow night down at the La Plata Firehouse. So if anybody's not, if you ain't going south down to Big Sexy, because I got a lot of guys that were coming to VMP that are headed down that way now, Big Sexy, so you're going to have a couple heavy hitters from us on that end. They coming to Darlington to test the waters.
Oh, okay. All right. I know Tony Powell and crew, they've been talking junk, so they're looking for all types of action.
Oh, okay. Hey, fellas, I'm going to get off this line. I got to finish, continue on my Thanksgiving with my family. But I appreciate you having me on, Tricky Ricky.
Anytime.
I hope you have a good race down here, Sean. A monster. I'll holler at y'all later. Everybody, y'all have to finish up my happy Thanksgiving and to you and your family.
All
All right, take care, brother. Hey, well.
All right.
Yeah, Rick, Larry's got something going on at the LaPlata Firehouse tomorrow night. So if anybody's interested, give me, Larry, or get Rick to get a text, to get our number, to get a ticket. So come on out. He's going to have a little some food out there. Everybody knows Larry give out the best food in the world. So, but Rick, while I got you, I want to thank you, Grudge Inc., and all the people that listen and that are on the shows that supported us this year. I mean, it's been a real real groundbreaking year for Custom Tees Racing. And on behalf of Larry T, you know, Larry really can't get on these types of shows because of what he does for this country. He keeps us safe. So anytime you folks see him, you thank Larry. He keeps us safe, Rick. You hear me?
Right.
He's a blessing in both ways. Not only does he does it on the drag race side, but he keeps this country safe, and it's a big props to him for what he does for the country. So, yeah, but we appreciate you, man. And last week I was a little tired. I wasn't able to get on the show, so I just wanted to call in and just support you, man, because I'm proud of you.
Hold on, baby.
Well, I thank you. I'm tired a lot, man, but for some reason my motor just keep going, so. I don't know. Maybe in another 15, 20 years, I might. Yeah, maybe another 10 years. I ain't gonna fool myself. Maybe another 10 years, I might slow down. I might slow down another 10 years. But right now, tired and all, man, my motor just keeps going. So.
Yeah. But you know what that is, Rick? And I was looking at some of the things that were written on Street Freaks, and I just chuckled because. You guys, a lot of people don't understand how much is involved to get those races set up, and especially on the financial side, you know? People just don't understand, and some of the things I see that people write, in Big Sexy, you can accommodate to this. They have no idea what's involved to do one of these races. Sometimes when you tap it on that computer and you ain't never worn them hat or them tight shoes at the end of the night, you need to think about what you put up there.
Yep.
So, and it's definitely
that's very hard to do. But you always gonna have those naysayers and doubters and all that crap that those people come with.
Oh yeah.
I always get people telling me it's America. I can write or say what I want, and I always tell them but there's consequences to everything you do in life too.
Right. Exactly. You're exactly right.
Yeah, but hey, you know what? Keep going, because if you can do it, we'll support you 100%, you know, at Custom Tees Racing, because we want things good for the people, you know. And what we do is we help you. If you call, we'll help, you know. And if you don't call, we're still going to help by supporting you to be there. So, you know, that's what it's all about. So.
Now, I'm going to ask this question to both of you guys, because I don't think that you was on the show earlier, but just a quick refresh. There was somebody put a post on Facebook stating that for the DMV area, if you know, they was gonna try to organize some kind of racing group with a committee where everybody who wants the grudge race will put up, say, $1,000, and you would be matched up with a car of equal caliber and set up. But if you decline the race or you duck a race, then you lose that $1,000 that you put in to race. And then if you wanted to join back into this group, that $1,000 now becomes $2,000 that you had to put up to get back in, just to guarantee that you're going to race. Tell us how you feel about that.
Well, you know, it's ironic, Rick, because as soon as that post went up, my wife handed it to me and said it was a great idea. And I said to her, it is. It really is. But the big thing is Larry tried that a while back, and the problem is putting up that $1,000. Now, what he got
is that's
really,
the same thing
really
that I said about the money.
Yeah. Now, if you made it, say, $300, a working man can stand $300. Now, I think it was Gary Kennedy is the guy that put that up there. And I'm going to tell you one thing. I got big respect for him, and I like for him to call me because what he said is something that you could get a person like him because a sponsor, see, sponsors will jump on something like that because it's guaranteed to see people in there that he can sell products to. See, that's
right.
The whole thing with grudge racing. The sponsors don't want to mess with it because people put a bad image on it. So you have to go into it with a whole new bright idea on how it can benefit somebody putting up money. You with me?
Right.
Go for it, Big Sexy.
Well, I mean, you know, like me and Rick and some more guys, we talked about it one time before, I'm more or less like old school, you know what I'm saying? And to me, trying to organize something that's been unorganized forever is, like, really a challenge. I'm not going to say it can't be done, but it just be more of a challenge. I mean, I just feel this way that some of these guys up in y'all's area, they're kind of new to this. They're new to some of the faces and stuff that comes down and talk junk and stuff like that. So I think it's kind of like a learning curve. I mean, you got a few guys that are over your way that are now starting to race a little bit. But the only issue I have is that, like, if I come to town or whatever like that, I mean, I shouldn't have a bunch of people that's telling me, you know what I'm saying, that, look, I want to bet with you against, you know, my man from the DMV area. I mean, the DMV needs to stick together. And when us out-of-towners come, you know what I'm saying, they need to be on us. You know what I'm saying? Pick the best car that you got and team up together and try to put the best car you got on the best car that we're bringing. You know, but
right.
The few times I've been up there, I haven't seen that. I've seen more guys, you know, pretty much trying to badmouth the guys up there. And that, I mean, that's really not right. You know what I'm saying? Because those are your homeboys. That's your home team. You know. So,
yeah, but
I mean, I think it's a good idea if it has a good plan where it will work out, you know. But
let me say this too. I fully agree with the old school mentality and concept, but this idea is not to go. I don't think it was meant to be like outside of this area. It is just something to try to get
right.
All the people in this area who say they grudge races or they want a grudge race to actually
mm-hmm.
do it and stop talking about doing it.
Right.
So
I mean, like Monster said, if you can lower the price down to where, you know, the normal working man can handle it. I mean, you know what I'm saying, the man that's working 40 hours a week or whatever can handle it. I mean,
that's what I said. I thought the thousand was kind of high, but at the same time, it puts you in a situation where, all right, well, if you are that working man, if you put up that $1,000, then you're not going to be bullshitting about getting
exactly.
out there to race.
Exactly.
You're going to run for your money
because right.
you ain't going to want to lose it. But
yeah, right.
at
that's
the
right.
same time, then you're going to have those people like, man, I ain't putting up that kind of money in the race. But they may do like $500. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is $500 is your typical deposit amount on a race. So
right.
$500 shouldn't be a problem for anybody, really.
Right.
But
yeah.
For this area, I think the concept is good.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, by any means necessary to get the folks in that area where they're willing to race, you know, so they're willing to try something. You know, I guess a lot of times people, if they got their hard-earned money invested in, they're not gonna they're less likely to be bull driving. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it might work out. I mean, you know, it'll tell
well,
who's serious
we'll
who's
see.
Not. Though.
You're right about that. I understand we got a gentleman on the line, Trey.
It's Clay. What's up, Rick?
Oh, Clay. Okay. What's happening, man?
That's something I got to get on.
Bro.
You can call. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody out there.
Thanks.
I got word sent to my job, man, from some little crew. You know, like I said, I'm going to be like you. I'm not going to mention no names. But maybe they'll press one tonight, like you said. All they got to do is post a few dollars and claim that they made, they sent to my job, can be disproven. You know, $500,000, whatever. And as far as you getting down with their race, you know, I give you props for you know, doing what you did. Because that's not, you know, that small block ain't a
wasn't a normal small block, as everybody might think, you know. Right. you know what I'm saying? They jump up and down and dance around like it's conventional headed, but, I mean, to be honest with you, y'all pretty, I'm not going to be stupid and say pretty evenly matched, but if the engine builder who built it knew what he was doing, y'all should have been pretty close on naturally aspirated power. It may have been down 100, maybe 150 over your 632, but honestly, that ain't much, nothing that can't be made up from an expert tuner, if you know what I'm saying. So,
right.
You know, I give you props on giving that man all that you gave him. And, you know, if it had been a conventional head of small block, you know, I felt differently, but, you know, I give you props for doing what you did.
For what it was, you understand. Yeah, I mean, I get that, you know, but like I said, I just feel as though I'm a versatile person, so knowing what I know, I feel like I can still give those odds and still come out on the winning side of things. You know, it just happened. I had a mechanical issue and a mishap and something happened, but hey, I feel the same way as, you know, what Hatton was talking about. I mean, if you got to come to me and say, give you this and give you that, the back tie, the kick and clear and all these things like that, then, you know, besides you trying to put on a race for people to see, then you really shouldn't even be coming at me asking me to race. But just the first race, that was the first race.
See all that glass on there?
Yeah, that's frustrating. But yeah, like I said, that little message that was sent to my job, you know, I think it was kind of funny myself. Man, say, what do you say? I got 8 second car, but I can't get it out to 9. So anytime they want to, you know, bet on what number, kind of number I can run, you know, I'm more than welcome to show them what they need to see.
Well, it would be better if they would be men about it and press the one instead of typing, they know about pressing one.
Exactly.
You know, just get on here and say what they got to say, but you know, maybe that's right.
I'm not going to call no names because, like I said, it came to me through a third party, so I'm not going to say whether the crew said it or not. Only the crew know whether or not they said it. You feel me?
Right.
So I'm not going to put the name out there. But if it was said, it, you know, the offer stands. And it'll stand all summer long. All right, that's all I got to say, baby. Y'all enjoy y'all Thanksgiving, man. And thank you for allowing me to vent for 3 or 4 minutes.
All right, but that's Clay with the Nova. And he's looking for action from the people who talking like they want to do something. And, hey, Clay, you ain't never show up yesterday, so... That means you coming tomorrow or Thursday. What's going on this?
I probably go tomorrow after work. I got tied up yesterday, man. I got so many things went on yesterday I can't even talk about it.
I got you.
Yeah, I'll be through there probably tomorrow because I got to get tightened up. The weekend coming.
Okay. I'll see you when you get through here.
Okay. All right. Everybody have a good night.
Coming on and saying your piece.
Okay, I had to. You know, I was a little upset about that, you know, how they carried things down there. It didn't have to be like that, so.
Right.
But it is what it is, and people are going to be like they're going to be, so, you know. I don't hate them. I still got love for them. They Maryland boys, so, you know. We keep it in perspective, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I got you.
All right. Y'all have a good night.
All right. Well, I'll see you when you come through.
Okay.
All right. Well. 2013, I mean, 2013 will be, have some big things in store for us. Larry, you got any, Marcy, you got any events that you
can
tell us about? I said, do you have any events going on next year that you could possibly tell us about early?
Oh, man, I got a barn burner. We already met with Royce Miller. We have the two dates for Maryland International Raceway. The first one is May 26th. That's a Sunday, Memorial Day Sunday. I'm working on something real big for you. Boy, we got an interesting call, man. Man, can't wait to see you there. I told him I can arrange that, and he just smiled at me.
So
I'll wait till next week when he calls you and says he definitely want to do it. And then we got the big one, Rick, is the Back to Parallel International Buzz Creek on July 27th. It's a Saturday. It's not a Saturday night. It's a Saturday. We met with Royce Miller, and I convinced Royce to give us the After Hours Underground from the gates open at 12 o'clock and the afternoon, and they don't close until 1 in the morning. So what we're going to do different, Rick, is the Test and Tune Shakedown will be from 1 in the afternoon till 6:45 p.m., and then after that, time permissible or time allowed, we'll run Test and Tune, but anything from 7 o'clock to 1 in the morning is locked grudge races.
Oh, okay. Well, that's that should cut a lot of the BS out.
Yeah. And also, we went in and I explained to him on that when you do an event like that, to take the Test and Tune price. We brought it in line where people could definitely be there. So we moved it down to 40 hours. So that's a lot for the people. Most people want to come out and be a part of that to let their family see them race, and we fully understand that.
Now, Marcy, your phone was breaking up a little bit there, so it's kind of hard to hear what you were saying. You mind repeating
that? Can you hear
that?
Me now?
Yeah, go ahead. Can you repeat what you were saying?
I said what we did is we over. You got me now, Rick?
Yeah, go ahead.
I said we also sat down with Royce and got him to understand the importance of putting a price where everybody could be there. So we moved the price down to $40 for the complete day to race that day.
Okay. Now, was that just Test and Tune or?
Everything. Yeah, Test and Tune, no time to everybody, same price.
Okay, so all classes, whatever you're running, is $40.
Yeah, we're working on something pretty big for that day. I can't disclose it just yet, Rick, because I'm waiting on actually, I got to call Larry Mack. I was going to call Larry Mack, and I'm going to call him, and I was going to call John Sears on 275 because I want to run one of those two classes there that night. So the people got some live action moving all the time. So that's the one of the things I'm working on, but whichever one comes through first is the one we're going to go with. So.
Okay. Well, just to ask, when am I supposed to get this phone call?
Probably by Wednesday or Thursday next week. So, it's a good one too, buddy. I said sometime between Wednesday and Thursday next week.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'll be waiting for sure.
Oh, it's gonna be a good one too. And you know, big props out to the Hillary family too, Rick. I mean, they were very, very supportive along with you this year, and I definitely don't want to forget them, you know, because they, was it John and Dana, right?
Yep,
they were a big part of what we did also with you this year, and I just wanted to say thank you again, and at Maryland, we're pretty excited, man. And I got a car that called me in Jersey. I'm trying to get a little information on them. Old Long Island Joe done slid one in on us. And they're actually, I think it's George Williams has got a back half 10-5 car like you. So,
yeah, George got two cars, actually.
Yeah. Hold on.
Two back half.
Yep, so yeah, they're trying to, they want to come and maybe take a chip at you, Rick. And I told them, I said, you better be ready, man.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, listen, I just got a text message asking, would it be possible if you guys added a conventional head race to any of your events?
Well, for us, the conventional heads, get the folks to give us a call and come up with something that can be economical for us and them. And I'm pretty sure Larry will do whatever it takes for them. Because I like the conventional head, to be honest with you. And if they got somebody that can, they could actually start their own deal with the conventional head. You with me?
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's one of the things they got to do. They can go to the promoters that are doing the grudge races with their program and have their cars in line. You with me?
Right.
And they could just bring, just like Larry Mack and John Sears, they both bring their programs to the races to help. You with me?
Right, right.
I mean, I was real impressed with that conventional head, but she was bad. You hear me?
Cool. Does anybody on the line have any information on if there's any racing going on this Sunday at Buzz Creek? Maybe not. Well, me personally, I don't know what the weather's supposed to be this weekend. As I've already switched over to family mode, got out of race mode. So, Miss Foxbody.
Yes.
Do we have any other callers in the queue?
We do not.
Okay. Well, hey, Luke.
Wait.
You don't know of anything that's going on at Buzz Creek this weekend?
Nah, oh, the only thing that I heard that pretty much you have to call that hotline probably Saturday night or first thing Sunday morning.
Okay, to see whether they even going to be open or not.
Yeah, but knowing Royce, if there ain't no snow on there, he knows people going to come, he going to get them in there. He'll get them in there.
Well, also with that said, I can't, I'm not going to say I can let the cat out of the bag, but we got something in the works for next year at Capitol that's real big. I was told today Capitol Raceway was contacted by somebody of significance about doing the race there. And
yeah.
And until I get a definite, I'm not going to say anything about it, but if it happens, it should be real big, a real big event. So, something
hey,
else really
big. Everybody coming up with all these new classes, new races, and a whole lot of people in the Superline, man. But everybody likes racing. Everybody coming up with all these new races, new events and stuff, they're going to meet a whole lot of divorce people like this.
Hopefully not, but
yeah,
you know, we gotta do something right now.
Yeah.
You know, we got the ball rolling for the area, so you know, trying to bring the area back to what it used to be. You know, we gotta keep the effort going forward. So I don't think once next year gets here, I don't think nobody will have any gripes with the things that are going to be set in place to make it better. I think a lot of people would be really pleased with what goes on next year.
And you know, Rick, good thing, and I'm glad you said that, you know, because that's the key thing right there, is taking care of the people, you know, and that's where a lot of people misrepresent what they're doing, and they just got to look out for the people. You know, if you look out for the people, it's gonna look out for the DMV grudge itself. So,
yeah, well, it's always about the people. I mean, us as racers, they want to do this and do that, you know, but it got to be feasible for everybody, which is kind of hard to get across to everybody on the situation. You know, you can't make every racer happy. You can't make every fan happy. But in the whole, they got to be conducive for the racetrack, the promoters, the racers, and the fans. You know, so everybody's happy all on at
same time. Sometimes you can do it, sometimes you can't, but again, you can't please everybody. So, anybody?
Amen. Amen to that, Rick. I agree with that. That's the hardest part, is just trying to keep it in flow so that everybody understands it's for everybody. And you can't just base it off of one group or one person. It's a group effort. It's a team effort. It's a family deal, you know?
Right.
I mean, I saw a lot of people with their kids out there to watch those races we put on this year. And, I mean, I was really proud of the way that the guys conducted themselves, you know, with the kids and stuff being there. Still keeping it, you know, I understand the old school mentality, but they kept the new, what I call the new generation of it, so that the kids could see you can do this on a high level and still have fun, you know?
Yeah, because it'd be hard to maintain your composure sometimes, boy, let me tell you.
Yeah, you should know. They come after you hard, boy.
First hand, do I know.
Yeah.
So, hey, Lou, what's your plans for next year? What you doing?
I don't know, man. Probably do a little bit of 195 hoop class racing, you know. Time to go road racing, you know. It ain't going to take but a minute to change the converter and stick it in there and turn them things on. It's been a long time since I did it. I just got to get something I get with somebody to fresh me up on that nitrous and stuff, you know. Back in the day,
right. All
we had was a plate system and didn't worry about setting no timing back then, no converters or anything like that. But now, it's been a long time, man.
Yeah.
But it's going to be it ain't going to do nothing to get better for everybody, you know, because I don't see it going nowhere. Like I said, you know, all these races coming up, you know, every weekend, every different kind of classes and stuff like that, you know, might cause a little drama around the house with mama that you ain't home every weekend, but she knew that when she married me, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
But, yeah, once I get a little... I am going to put some nitrous on my car this year, be... First time I had any on there since 91, and I just kind of give it somebody, you know, show me a little bit more about this computer stuff and stuff like that, you know. It ain't like I said, it ain't like it was back when last time I did something, though. You just, back then you had to put more gas in your solenoid side, your gas side, the nitrous side. Now they tell me you put more nitrous in gas, you know. So I just want to give it somebody and, like I said, do a little 495 or match racing, class racing. And when it's time to go, you know, road running or something like that, I just put the car up on the lift, put that nitrous converter in there, and go do some of that, you know.
Yeah, yeah. But you might have wanted to come on over and do the OPS stuff with Pete and John. As a matter of fact, ain't none of them get on the show today, huh? My co-host ain't in here.
It's a big
one.
They're probably still eating.
Yeah, well, I just got my plate phone call a minute ago, so.
Right. But, yeah, I mean, I would like to do that, but, you know, it's hard. I mean, you got pretty much deal, I mean, go with the car you got, you know. Cause like I said,
yeah,
I got
to you
got
to be pretty much set up like a stop style. Just
right.
Whether it's ladder bars, four length or whatever, but.
But I thought at one time, I don't know if it was that hurricane or somebody one time back, a few years back, had a race up there on Friday night's 10-5. All you had to have was a 10-5 tire on there. But I don't think that one was too good, you know.
Yeah, that was...
I don't know if it was that Hicks. Well, somebody up there was... but it's been a while.
I forgot that event. But, yeah, at one time when Kim had the track... you know, they was trying to get car count up, which this was before the Warrior stuff came about. That was the rule. You just had to have lights, working lights, mufflers, and a 10-5 tie. It didn't matter your chassis or whatever. But now, you know, they're kind of trying to even the field out because you got a lot of cars, like you said, that can go 504, 90s. the 470s who can't go to, say, Cecil and run 450s or faster with those guys up there. So it's a lot of people with cars that just don't have anything to do, nowhere to race.
Uh-oh. Right. But, I mean, I just got to know you pretty much this year. But everybody else had to know. I don't keep a car long. You know what I'm saying? So if I do run across one, you know, back at 10-5 car sometime or another, and, you know, if I can figure out this nitrous and get that to where I think I can fit in up, you know. Oh, yeah, I have one.
Yeah, well, we would love to have you over there. I mean, it's becoming a growing class. We got some more people that's going to be joining up next year. Just as John and Pete, got some other guy coming from, Roanoke, Virginia, who's going to be traveling up. He got a car now, but he says it's just too heavy to be competitive with what he has. And he got a nice 69 Camaro, but he says he just don't want, to butcher the car, you know, just to run in the class. But he's putting together another car to come run. There has been a little discrepancy about one or two people in the class who got a setup that there's been a number. They went some 450s up Sisu, and I think at the import versus domestic race, they went like a 689 with the car. So supposedly they said that, you know, what's going to happen with him and some things like that. I've also heard that the guy who owned the car said he wasn't going to run in our Warriors 10-5 group because of his ET. So, you know, we kind of trying to keep it level. Well, you don't have no extremely fast car.
Right.
You may have two or three cars that's running the 470s, which is manageable. But, you know, they're trying to weed out the guys that can go like 450s and faster, so it just won't be one dominant person in the group. Now, my thing to that whole situation was the specific person in question who went to 689 and then 440, he's done this at a good facility, two good facilities, matter of fact, you know, and not taking anything away from Hagerstown or Capital Raceway, but where these events have been run, he hasn't run this number at those tracks. So I don't really see why people getting so antsy about what numbers the guy put on the board when it wasn't done where he raced at. So, you know, that's another flip side of the situation, but you know, we'll see how that go come next year.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have them guys come pretty much from Cecil County if it ain't on the same day. I mean, I don't know how much Cecil County pays for that 10-5 thing, but, you know.
$5,000.
Yeah, they're going to come there, you know, first. But then, you know, if you're on that first Saturday every month, I think it is. But if your thing, the OBS thing was, you know, the second Saturday, you may not get them guys from way out of, you know, like you do at Cecil, but like, say, Drummond, he might come down there from Delaware, and you got a few down in Virginia, you know, here and there will probably come
right
over there. They're going to run them, like I say, last time. I had my best 60-footer Capital this year. You know, the first time I've been up there in a while. They did, you know, y'all did some good work up there and improvement and stuff, so they ain't going to say, well, I'm not going to go up there for that little bit of money. I don't know what it pays where y'all at, but, you know, somebody going to come up there if they ain't going to Cecil County, you know, that's going to be running some good numbers, especially them turbo cars, you know.
Yeah. Well, Capital is a good track. I've never had, me personally, I've never had a problem there, even when Kim had the track or Cunningham's had the track. Some beg to differ, but I've been racing at Capital a long time, and I ain't never had a problem get down the track. Would it be nice to see some of those faster guys down here? Sure. some of those same races said it would be nice to see us up at Cecil. But to a point, people got to understand, you know, if you don't even have a fighting chance in a race, why even waste the time, the money, and the gas to go travel, knowing that you ain't going, you know, number one, you might not even qualify, or if you qualify, you're going to get knocked out in the first round. That's just 9 out of 10 of what the odds going to be if you go into Cecil and you don't have a car that's capable of running 440s or faster. The alternative at Cecil is to run big tire, which that may be something that you might be interested in doing yourself, Lou, run big tire. But then the pay for big tire is kind of based off of car count, and then if they don't get enough cars, you know, then the pay is low. So then again, you can still drove 2 hours or so up the road for $1,500 or maybe even less.
Right.
So really, is it worth it? So, you know, a lot of options you got to weigh in where you're going to go race at.
Yeah, that's pretty much the same, like, you know, that conventional headed race. There's only been, I think, two of them, and both of them have been there at Colonial Beach.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, pretty much the ones that got into was, you know, Buck Walker and Charles, Benji, you know, Red from down Virginia, pretty much that little group. But, you know, then there was some other people there that was running the top sportsman race, was running some good numbers in a light car with that conventional head on it, that wanted to get in there. And they said, no, you can't get in there because, you know, you just want a 460. But he had a conventional head on there, you know. But, you know, that it can go either way, you know, with any class, you know.
Yeah. That it can. Well, I don't know. It's like almost 9:40. We don't have any more callers. I mean, if anybody got anything else to say or want to put any information out there in the air, if not, then you know, we can go ahead and end the show early and go back to eating. Or we can continue on for another 20 minutes of talking. No, I'm kind of swole right now.
Yeah, I ain't really got much, you know. Anything I can say, everybody has a safe winter, and I'll talk to you on the air on Thursday night. I'll just see you in March.
Hey, I don't want.
Yeah, you got all my ones. All right, well, Miss Foxbody, I guess we can go ahead and shut it down early since we ain't got nobody else on and not much going on.
Might
have to
9 o'clock or something, ain't it?
Huh?
Ain't that why you going there that one
night? Hello? Hello?
I'm Tricky.
Yep.
We have two callers. I'm caller 443-8107 and caller 240-8592. Your mic is on.
What's up, Rick? Hey, what's up?
This is Cliff.
Hello.
What's up, Cliff?
Not much, man. Just got home, man. Enjoying the family and everything and just saw your text.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Who is this?
This is Ford Fan.
Ford Fan?
Yeah, I've been hearing all this grudge racing stuff, and I've been hearing around the area that there's this new Mustang coming out. So he's ready to whack all y'all's asses.
Oh, yeah. Whose Mustang might that be?
I don't know. I heard it's a 5.0 Mustang or something like that with a small block in these days coming around and bust everybody.
5.0.
Scared to say the name.
I heard he's coming to take all suspects. The Scarecrow, the Tricky or something like that.
So you said Scarecrow.
Mark Hayes or something like that. What's that guy's
okay.
name, Mark Hayes or something like that? Think he knows everything about race cars.
He knows a little bit.
What did you say your name was?
The Ford Fan.
Ford Fan.
But you know a guy's got a full call, but you don't know his name.
This Marquez guy, he acts like he knows everything about a race car.
No, we ain't talking about Marquez. We're talking about the car you're talking about. Who's this car supposed to come out here with a Mustang and kick it out?
I don't know. I just keep hearing about it. It's just this orange Mustang, the 5.0 Mustang with a small block in.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of them.
I think he's out of Baltimore or something like that.
Oh. And he wants everybody, huh? Scarecrow and Tricky
Tricky
and... Dang.
What's that guy's name? The Scarecrow?
Yeah, this Scarecrow.
You know that guy, Tricky Ricky? Do you know him? The Scarecrow? No, that's the first time I heard that name.
No, I'm talking to the new boy, the new caller, the Ford fan. You know that guy, Trigger Ricky?
Ford fan.
I heard of him. I heard of him or something like that.
Yeah, you heard of him. Is it fast? Did you hear? Was it fast or not?
I heard he was all right. I mean, he was all right and all that, but I heard this Marquez guy was supposed to be the world or something like that. He could bust everybody.
Yeah. Well,
Well, what can I say? I mean, that I know of, he listens to the show. Now, whether you can get him on here to say anything, that may be another story. You might have to go over on the message board, streetfreaks.com, and put something up there to grab his attention. But
Right.
But he's supposed to be pretty good in his own right.
I heard Tricky like gave it to that Marquez or something like that. He wore that ass out or something like that.
Yeah, well, you know, I gave his back tie to clear, and then
I don't understand this whole clear thing.
You say that one time. You don't understand what?
I don't understand it clear. If you can't run a man heads up, why you run him?
Well, I think the best way I can sum that up is, you know, you're trying to create a race, and if you feel as though, you know, you have an advantage, then, you know, you can offer those odds. Did I offer odds? No. But, you know, trying to drum up some action for the earth, you know what I mean? That's pretty much it.
So as I'm getting out of this, that Marquez ain't the man. Tricky Ricky's the man.
Well, I'm not going to say I'm the man. You know, I've been doing this for a limited period of time. You know, our stats can't compare whatsoever. You know, but only thing I can say is I'm okay with what I have and what I can do.
So what do you guys know about this orange car I keep hearing about?
I've never heard of an orange Mustang, especially coming out of Baltimore. Only orange Mustang I know is Killer Time. So,
supposedly, he's coming out to wax everybody.
Well, what is it? A nitrous car, turbo, pro charge? What is it?
Oh, it's a nitrous car. Supposedly, he's just calling out all victims.
Oh, okay.
Well, give him this number and have him call in next Thursday night.
I'm going to have to do that because I think I heard him. I think I know his number around the area. Have to give him a call.
Yeah, well, go ahead and call him now.
I don't really have his number right now, but I can probably get a hold of it.
Wait a minute. Now, you said you really don't have his number, so do you have it or you don't have it?
No, I can find it. I can find it. I know that.
Oh, okay. You can find it. All right. Well, yeah, we would like to hear from him. Because it sounds like he got his eyes set on some people.
Oh, he said he's calling out the world.
Oh, yeah, right.
When is he ready to do some action?
What's that? I can't hear you.
When is he ready for action?
Can we give him some space?
He said, come spring, I heard he's ready for it.
Oh, spring, okay. All right. Well, we would love to hear from him next Thursday.
I think I can get him on here.
Hey, 501 Sting. Hey, 50 guy. Hey, you sound like the same guy that was, Broadway Billy Rick?
I ain't that old, Cliff.
No, you know the one that was on the show earlier in the year.
You talking about Hollywood? No.
Yeah, Hollywood, yeah.
That ain't Hollywood. I can tell you for a fact that ain't Hollywood.
Okay. Okay.
Who is this Hollywood kid I keep hearing about? He don't even have a car, does he?
I don't know.
Man, where you hear all this stuff?
He knows all about grudge racing, but he don't even have a car. I don't understand that. What's his name?
Hey, poor fan. Where you live at? Where you from?
I'm down here in around Baltimore, you know. I'll be at Capitol every Saturday, Friday, just watching drug racing, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, find that number. Tell me he just saw the Capitol and work his way all the way down to Florida. He can find all the races he wants come springtime.
I don't know. All I've been hearing is he's going to knock off the world.
He's going to knock off the world, huh?
Okay.
Hey, well, let me ask you this. How's the car set up? Can you tell us anything about the car? Okay.
I hear it's a stock expansion 10.5 car.
Stock expansion 10.5 car? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's another one in your players, Rick.
He said he's coming for Tricky first.
Oh, shit.
Go for the gusto first. Well, I mean, well, you were just saying that, like, you heard Mark Hayes was the man, so I thought you would rather challenge
him. No, I said it's bringing, to me it seems like Tricky Ricky's the man. Mark Hayes has got to get the back tire and the clear.
Oh, okay. Well, springtime, I should be ready, so... You know, sound like you or your buddy here with this orange Mustang is a straight up guy. So he shouldn't be asking for anything. He's just looking for some head up.
Oh, action. He's heads up. That's how they run out here.
Okay.
Just look for
action. He don't care if it's a big tire car. Does he care if it's a big tire car, turbo car, any kind of car?
I'm pretty sure he probably won a fair race.
What?
All right, well, now, unless my ears are playing tricks on me, there's two people on the phone. Is that somebody in your background talking, or is he on the phone with you?
Nah, it's just me. Just me. I'm actually at a party, and I'm just got on here.
Oh, you got
the party got born, so I'm just trying to listen in, you know what I mean?
Right. You've been drinking all day, too, ain't you?
Well, you know what, Lou? I don't. He may not. He may have been drinking, but I think he kind of sincere what he's saying, and
right.
I'm kind of getting a little feed on who it may be. But well, we'll play the game. Is he gonna get the man on next week? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We'll wait for next week. But an A4 fan, tell me this: is it a small tennis tire car, big tennis tire car? You know, like 29s or 33s or what?
It's got, say, half.
Say
and
half?
Entire car, stock, suspension.
Okay. Hey, well, look, would you still be needing them Willy Bar wheels that I asked you about?
I mean, I don't know what you're talking about there.
Okay. we always know how to weed one out, don't we? you made this show real interesting. I like that, but yeah, get that man on here next Thursday. I really would appreciate you doing that.
All right, I'm gonna have to do that. I'm gonna have to try to get him on here.
And man, you know, next time try a little more subtle approach. You know, you get on here throwing them names out like that, you know what I'm saying? That man might be calling y'all, you know what I'm saying, seeing if y'all trying to do something.
Right,
you know,
right.
He is the man. He is the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't
know how to hear you. So, Four fan, I look forward to speaking with you next week, all right? Four fan. Did he go?
You want to make another drink?
You want to make another drink?
Yeah.
Serial killer, what's going on, man?
Not much, man. You know, I took the L over the weekend, man, and, you know, had a few problems, but, and I'll be back, you know, as soon as the season starts, I'll be back.
Yeah, I was told you, I read that you read it, but they tell me that you bent or broke your willy balls or something.
Yeah, she just dead hooked, man, and she just went up it straight up 12 o'clock and bent the willy balls up. So I had to let out of it.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know, we had a bed that was, you know, 15 or better. After he made his shakedown, I made my shakedown. He looked like some shit. So I said, okay, cause, you know, I only wanted to bet 1,000. He said, no, 15 or better. So you know, me and my guys had 25 or better. His shakedown looked like some shit, so I said, okay, this is what we got. He didn't want to do that. He said, no, only the 15. You know, so, I mean, it is what it is. I took the L, but he claims he can gap me. So I'm willing to bet 500 on the gap, you know. But if I gap him, you got to pay me 1,000.
Huh.
Yeah.
There's some
tough
odds, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I want him to do. My first race off the trailer next year. I want to run him off the trailer Sunday. He wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's on, you know, he's been lucky. He ain't made a full pass. You know, everyone's lost to him by something happening, you know, to their cars or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, he's the man I'm looking for, you know, as soon as I get to the track, you know, in 2013.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with having your early hit list. And,
yeah.
You know, that old saying, go, racing is racing, anything can happen.
That's right. I mean, just like your race, anything can happen.
Yeah, it sucks. So that's cool. Was that the only thing that you messed up? Was just your willy balls?
Yeah, just like the willy balls. That's it. Yeah, everything else is fine.
So it ain't slammed down or nothing like that?
Yeah, it slammed down, but it didn't hurt anything. Yeah, everything else with the car is just fine. Yeah, I mean, I drove it on down and, you know, turned off and, you know, everything is good.
Is that on?
Okay. Yeah. I got to get him, then I got to get his buddy Tony with the Vega. I know Tony got the Vega up for sale. Hopefully he don't sell it before I get it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if the hat's still on or not today.
I don't know if they still on. No, wait a minute. Put your socks on backwards.
Hey, Cliff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it ain't no my business or anything, but y'all bet everything on the light at the bottom.
Daddy. What you doing, Daddy?
I mean, y'all bet everything on the wind light, right? It wasn't no money on the red light and rerunning. Everything was on the light at the bottom.
Yeah, everything was on the light at the bottom, yeah. Yeah. I mean, he won the race. I realized it. You know, the willy ball thing, You know, that was after the red light. So the red light I lost.
Ah, correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, Miss Foxbody, we got anybody else?
No.
No, what?
Hey.
Your name ain't Miss Foxbody.
No, we do not.
Miss Foxbody.
No, we do not have any more callers now.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and end the show. I don't know if anybody else still having family time. Ow. But if not,
Hey, oh, look. You messed up.
Got my little man going irate now. He pulled my headphones up. We're going to go ahead and end the show and let everybody get back to doing their family thing. I appreciate everybody taking their time out today to get on the show and talk a little smack and have a little fun. We're going to chop it up again next Thursday. Hopefully we had a full fan and his infamous orange, his friend with this orange Mustang that want to call out the world more. Lou, I appreciate you getting on. Miss Foxbody, I appreciate you taking time off your day to do the show. And,
No, yeah, that'll work, man. I'll give you a shot during the week or something, man. Give you a holler, see what's going on.
Okay. Well, with that being said, y'all, I appreciate it. And we out.
All right, bro.
Be safe. And enjoy your weekend. And don't eat too much more for the night.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRC manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 foam MOLLE tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock locations. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.